This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. We're going to war in this country. Civil war is impending. Biden has lost his mind. Biden and Pelosi are taking on the American people. And there's going to be door-to-door vaccines. There's going to be door-to-door guns taken away from you. It's all out in the open now, and it's all out in the open. The vaccine's a failure. Everyone's admitting the vaccine doesn't work. It never worked. The whole situation is bad news. Bad news. The official vaccine narrative imploding. The CDC warns that virus is evading the vaccines. Masks and quarantines now required for all. Joe Biden does not rule out lockdowns for the nation. There's no point to the vaccine. The vaccine doesn't work. Is that not clear to you now? How many weeks have I been asking if you need a mask and you've been vaccinated, what point is the vaccine? Well, now it's all out in the open. The people who have been vaccinated can get COVID, are getting COVID, are in the hospital with COVID, and they're carrying higher viral COVID loads than people who aren't vaccinated. The bad news is out of the bag. At the same time that's happening, Pelosi orders Capitol Police to arrest staff and visitors who refuse to comply with her mask mandate. And Representative Thomas Massie, Republican, Kentucky, throws down the gauntlet, challenging the Speaker of the House to arrest his staff who will not put on face masks. And all of us should do the same thing in Nevada. Tell Sisolak and the casinos to stuff it where the sun doesn't shine. No masks, no vaccines, no lockdowns. We'll run the country. It's not your country. It's not your state. It belongs to the people. And I will not be masked. And I will not be vaccinated. And you will not be either. It's time to tell them to go F off. The people are in charge. You try and go door to door, good luck. That's what the Second Amendment was for, to keep us safe from the government. For months, public health authorities told citizens life would go back to normal if we all got vaccines. And they made so many people, including Republicans, believe that you're supposed to take an experimental for emergency use vaccine. And celebrities and politicians were recruited to promote the shots on social media. They refused to report on the amount of people who were dead and badly injured by the vaccine. They gave away lotteries, million-dollar prizes, junk food, alcohol, gambling gifts, casino trips to get you vaccinated, to force you to get your kids vaccinated. They threatened you. You'd lose your jobs. The Biden regime promised 100 days of masking to end COVID once and for all. Told Americans they couldn't have July 4th, couldn't have their freedoms back until they complied with a national 70% vaccination rate. But now the bad news is coming out. Everything I've ever said is true. NBC and CNN flipped the script. The vaccinated are contracting COVID and they're facilitating the spread. Ken Dillion for NBC News is shocking American viewers with new data on the failure of the mass COVID vaccination program. He says new data suggests fully vaccinated individuals are not just contracting COVID, but could be carrying higher levels of the virus than previously understood, facilitating spread. The report was confirmed by Dr. Lena Wen, who appeared on CNN to call for universal indoor masking for the vaccinated. Sick person. Even the propaganda pushing Anderson Cooper was shocked and bewildered. His mouth was open. The CDC is now promoting mask mandates for the unvaccinated as the failure of the vaccine comes out. And it's no surprise. I received word today from fans in Israel who listen to my podcast in Israel every day that an Israeli hospital says 90% of the people in their hospital are older, over the age of 70. They're hospitalized with serious COVID, and they've almost all been vaccinated. It's coming out all over the world. I just guessed it. You know, I'd seen a few New York Yankees vaccinated came out with COVID. I saw a few Olympic athletes vaccinated came out with COVID. I saw reports here and there of breakouts of COVID among vaccinated people. And so I wrote that commentary that it's not the unvaccinated that are spreading it. Everybody's got it. There's a new wave of COVID. And I believe it's because of the vaccines. They've damaged people's immune systems. And I believe it's because the border's open. Biden left the border open. At the same time, he was talking about COVID and how bad it was. He let 1.1 million illegals in our country to spread COVID from coast to coast. Not just any COVID, serious COVID. From the most poverty-stricken, broken-down, diseased countries in the world, with third-world disease that we'd eliminated in America long ago. He opened the doors and let Frankenstein in. At the same time, he promised you, if you got the vaccine, you wouldn't wear masks anymore. If you got the vaccine, you couldn't get COVID. It's all a lie. They've lied to all of you. And the waning immunity is not new in Israel. You know what the hospital announced today? Not only do people in the hospital, they're almost all vaccinated, but they also announced that it wears off. The COVID vaccine wears off. And that's what I just guessed. I've said it before and I'll say it again. All over the world, Israel got vaccinated before us. England got vaccinated much higher levels before us. Other places in Europe, Spain and Portugal, vaccinated at higher levels before the United States. And at first, it did seem like a magic bullet. I always warned of the dangers of the vaccine itself, but it did seem like it was killing COVID. Even in the United States, the higher the vaccine rate went, the more COVID went to zero for a while. For January, February, March. But now it's exploding in every country in the world that has the highest levels of vaccination. In Israel, the doctor said today what I suspected. It wears off. The COVID vaccine isn't working anymore. The longer you've got it, the less effective it is, especially against variants. I'm telling you, I hit the nail on the head. The waning immunity is not even new. It was demonstrated in clinical studies ignored by the regulatory agencies because they were all taking payoffs as sure as I'm standing here. The FDA and the CDC, they were all getting fat, the federal bureaucrats, by panicking you and making you hysterical and convincing you you had to be vaccinated and the vaccine was the miracle that stopped COVID. And they all got their paychecks in their little bags of cash or their Swiss bank accounts or their Cayman bank accounts. Or their suitcases. But the waning immunity is occurring in some of the most vaccinated countries. Israel, Singapore. Countries that are almost completely vaccinated. Nobody was getting sick. They beat it. They celebrated. And now everybody's getting sick. Israel has even demoted Pfizer's vaccine effectiveness to an abysmal 39%. The UK chief science advisor warned 60% of the people admitted to UK hospitals were fully vaccinated. In Singapore, 75% of the new COVID cases are from vaccinated people. Wow. It's all gone bad. Here's a great article. In the U.S., cases in the vaccinated are so high, the CDC had to commit medical fraud by lowering the cycle threshold on the PCR tests to artificially lower COVID positives for the vaccinated. And now they're admitting, wear masks if you're vaccinated because you're super spreaders. Not only are the vaccinated shredded spike protein bioweapons from their own cells, but they've weakened their bodies with inflammation from the spike proteins. The official narrative is exploding and collapsing. As I took the chance to tell all of you, I turned out to be right. Here's another article. CDC admits vaccines don't work. This week they made changes to their guidance, and in one item, particular got a lot of attention, but there was even a bigger admission by the CDC that went unnoticed. While most people were busy complaining about the new face mask guidelines for everyone, vaccinated or not, there was little discussion about this particular guidance, that vaccines don't do what they were told they would do. Here it is. Here it is, straight from the CDC. Adding a recommendation for fully vaccinated people who have a known exposure to someone with suspected or confirmed COVID-19 to be tested 3 to 5 days after exposure and to wear a mask in public indoor settings for 14 days or until they receive a negative test result. Oh my God! The whole idea of the vaccine was that you wouldn't get COVID. Now, if you're with someone who's got COVID, even suspected of COVID, they want you to hide indoors for 14 days with a mask on. What was the point of the vaccines? They injected you with poison that's dangerous for your body, and the point was to stop COVID. And I argued, but what if it kills you? What if it injures you? What if it maims you? Keep the music lower, Chris. What if it maims you for life? What if it cripples you for life? It's damaged people all over this country. It's killed people all over this country. But a small percentage so far. But what if it doesn't work? What if you did it for nothing? What if now you have to wear a mask forever? It'll never end. What if Biden now locks down the country? What if it turns out the COVID vaccine made everyone sicker and their immune system weaker and there's going to be a gigantic wave of COVID? And what if every time you're next to someone with COVID, you're supposed to be locked in a house for 14 days? The economy will collapse. We have madmen in charge of the country. It is a civil war against the American people. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energize Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation, EnergizedHealth.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you
you'll get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, I tried to tell you it's a freedom issue, it's a choice issue. Liberals think abortion's a choice issue. I believe vaccines are a choice issue, but now it's gone much further than that. The vaccines don't work. It's all coming out. It's all come spilling out over the last few days, but now officially today. By the way, this segment sponsored by my podcast, the War Raw Podcast. If you love this show, you're going to go wild over my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, where I can really tell the truth about issues I can't even discuss on the radio, using words I can't use on the radio. Now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem, and instead of presenting America's top 40 music hits, I present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week that conservatives and patriots and Christians and Trump warriors need to hear. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw, by Wayne Allen Root. And guess what? I'm the only conservative who maintained his consistency for raw truth in this whole country. Really, just me and Tucker Carlson, the only two willing to stand up and say there cannot be vaccine passports, there cannot be vaccine mandates. And the vaccine's not all the things it's chalked up to be. It's dangerous. And maybe you ought to think twice about it. But also, Tucker and I were both so pro-Trump, both are willing to stand up to the Trump vaccine. You know, the vaccine that Trump cheerled and made sure was produced super fast, untested, rushed to production to save us from COVID. He did the right thing. I'm not attacking him. I support him. He did the right thing that he should have done. He acted like a CEO and a military five-star general. He acted like General George S. Patton. And he made sure that we got a COVID vaccine quickly in record time that all of America could take. It's just that he doesn't understand anything about health, and I'm not just a radio talk show host. I'm not just an entrepreneur. I'm not just a sports guy. I'm all of that. All of that. I used to be called the King of Vegas Sports Gambling, but I'm a guy who spent his life studying health because I lost my two parents at a young age to cancer 28 days apart. My mom and dad died 28 days apart of cancer, and I dedicated my life to studying health and to make sure that would not happen to me or those that I love. So I'm a very different kind of talk show host. I understand that not all vaccines are good. Some are. Smallpox, I take in a second. Polio, I take in a second. This vaccine and the flu vaccine, no good either. The first thing that happens when you get the flu vaccine is you get the flu. I can't tell you how many people I've met who have the flu, and I go, did you get the flu vaccine? They go, yeah, I did. Why'd you ask? Well, you've got the flu, you moron. You think it works? I met people who go, you know, it's true. I've taken the flu vaccine 20 years in a row, and I've had the flu every year for 20 years. But it would be much worse if I didn't take the vaccine. Could you be any stupider? You stupid mother trucker? You got the flu 20 years in a row, and you haven't figured out that you got the flu vaccine 20 years in a row, and those two are connected, you idiot? The stuff in the flu vaccine is bad for you, and 90% of the time, it's got last year's flu remedy in it, so it does nothing for this year. So you're taking it for nothing while you inject certain additives that are poison into your body. I know that from my lifelong study of nutrition. And I know for sure that this COVID vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, it's unproven, untested, emergency authorized use only, experimental gene therapy. And it's bad for you, but now we know it doesn't even stop COVID. First they said it would stop COVID and you'd never wear a mask. Then they suddenly quietly said, wear masks again. Now they're admitting you get COVID. Now they're admitting you get more COVID. You get a higher viral load than even people who are unvaccinated, and it's easier to spread it. You become a super spreader. What they haven't admitted yet is you're more apt to get sick and die, which is what all the medical experts that I've been reading for weeks and weeks and weeks have said. The people who get the shot have weakened immune systems, and it leads to horrible blood clots on your brain, in your heart, in your lungs. It leads to heart inflammation that will kill you. It leads to heart attacks. It leads to strokes. And there's going to be a lot of sickness in this country. But more importantly, it leads to a weakened immune system, so you're more open to actually getting all future variants of COVID. Now they're going to try and hit you with a third jab, and a fourth jab, and a fifth jab, and all of them will make your immune system weaker and weaker and weaker. And none of them will work because they'll all wear out quickly, like this one has proven to wear out. They just announced today in Israel, it wears out. We thought that everybody was doing well, but now there's a lot of sick people, and they're vaccinated. It wears out. The vaccine wears out. Got it? And now they've confessed individuals shown to have higher viral loads if you're vaccinated.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans are divided about vaccines as a pandemic of the unvaccinated sweeps across the United States.
I'm going to continue to do everything I can to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. That includes addressing hesitancy and misinformation head on.
The president speaking at the White House also saying the vaccines are safe and highly effective. The Justice Department is launching a task force to combat threats of violence toward election workers. Deputy AG Lisa Monaco releasing a statement saying threats toward any election official, worker, or volunteer is a threat to democracy. The Southeastern Conference is extending membership to the universities of Texas and Oklahoma. The SEC announcing member schools voted unanimously in favor of bringing the Sooners and Longhorns in 2025. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You got to understand what's happening, folks. I saw the story 2 days ago about the star of Better Call. His name is Bob Odenkirk, famous actor. And he had a medical episode on the set of his show. A terrible medical episode. And now they're admitting it was a heart episode. And the minute I heard it, I said, I'll bet he got the vaccine. The vaccine leads to heart inflammation, heart attacks, and strokes. I'll bet he just got the vaccine. And one of my fans, thank you very much, one of my fans sent me a video on the Albuquerque, New Mexico News of Better Call Saul star, Bob Oden. What is his name? Odenkirk? Is that his name? His name is Bob Odenkirk. And they show him getting his COVID vaccine at the Hispanic Cultural Center. And then, within days, major heart episode emergency on the set of his show. I've been trying to tell you. I've told you again and again and again. It's a terrible thing. These are nice people. They're not bad people. They may be liberals, but I don't want anyone to die. I don't want anyone to be sick. But it's so amazing how this, at this very moment in time, what's the reaction by everyone? Get vaccines! Get more vaccines! Let's offer $100 bribes to get vaccines! The vaccine is hurting and killing people, and now it's the cat's out of the bag. The vaccine does nothing to stop COVID. As a matter of fact, you're a bigger carrier with a higher viral load. And if you got the vaccine, you got to be masked up. And if you got the vaccine and you're in proximity of a person with COVID, they want you to quarantine for 14 days because they know you've got a gigantic viral load. And here's a letter from Shan, a fan. A friend of mine's a pharmacist at Walgreens and got the COVID vaccine early. We fought about it all the time. Yesterday she found out she has COVID. It's happening everywhere. There's a massive COVID outbreak of people who got the vaccine. All right, my guest is here tonight. You're in a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE. His segment with me every couple of weeks is called The State of the Disunion. Oh, we really are in disunion. I believe it's a civil war. We've got Nancy Pelosi saying arrest anyone on the floor of the Capitol without a mask. And we've got conservative Republicans saying arrest my entire staff. Arrest me. We will not put a mask on. We're in war. We're the most divided since the United States Civil War. And this is not going to end pretty. Nigel Innes, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, brother. Always good to be on with you. And unfortunately, I couldn't agree with you more. Our adversaries in China, our adversaries in Russia, they don't have to worry about lifting a finger because we are destroying ourselves, which is a real tragedy because this is the greatest constitutional republic in the history of the world.
Well, if I had to guess, and I think I'm a smart guy and I'm always several steps ahead of the enemy, if I'm Russia and China, I attack the United States now. We're at the weakest we've ever been. I'm making plans to attack us now. So I worry every day, Niger, that China, certainly if not China in combination with Russia, China is coming after us. And I think it's going to be ugly. And I don't know that it's going to be a war where they land troops. I think it's going to be an EMP attack, an electric magnetic pulse attack, or something of that type, or some sort of an economic war to try and hurt our country badly. And then maybe you follow up with troops and a real attack. But I fear a war is coming with China and maybe China and Russia on the same team.
Well, Wayne, you are, in addition to being a native New Yorker like I am, you are a person that loves the classics, and you remember the classic Twilight Zone with Rod
yes.
Serling, who was a genius. And you remember the episode when all of a sudden the appliances in one neighborhood started malfunctioning, and lights and street lamps would go on and go off and go on and go off. And before you know it, you had one group of neighbors accusing another neighbor. And then a light would go off in the accusatory's house, and then the whole community would, on a dime, spin and accuse that neighbor of being an alien or being an enemy of the state or whatever. And so you have all this chaos that is occurring in this one nice suburban neighborhood, and then at the very, very end, you see these Martians with three eyes. eyes and four ears saying, you see, all we have to, we don't have to do anything. All we have to do is mess with a few of their appliances and they will destroy themselves. So I fear, my brother, that what you're talking about in terms of that, doing something with the grid, doing something with some type of cybersecurity attack on our nation infrastructure. We are so divided as a country. It could very well be a replay of that classic Twilight Zone episode I speak of.
So does it surprise you? I'm going to do this cold. I have no idea. You know, I feel like the OJ trial. You know, when you say something, you don't know the answer. You could get burned. Maybe you and I will be in a debate now. I don't know, Niger. But do you think it's strange when I tell you that the star of Better Call Saul had a major heart event, major heart seizure, collapsed on the set of his show, and I instantly knew he must have gotten the vaccine, but I didn't say anything on the air. And then one of my fans just sent me the video of him getting the vaccine 2 weeks ago in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Hispanic Cultural Center. I know the vaccines cause blood clots, heart inflammation, heart attacks, strokes. Lots of people are sick from the vaccine, and the media has blacked it out. They don't want you to know, and at the same time, they're begging you to take the vaccine. I want to get your thoughts, raw thoughts right now. And if it's a debate, you disagree with me, I'm cool with that. Let's debate it. But I think the vaccine is bad news, and it doesn't even prevent COVID.
Yeah, I'm not quite exactly where you are, but what I will tell you is this. We are still learning, including the scientists, including those who would mandate that we all get the vaccine, including those that would mandate that kids going to school in third or fourth grade who are not at risk at all, that they be forced to wear masks and breathe in these cotton fibers for 9 hours a day if they're in school, that they are still discovering things about the vaccine, about the virus,
and about the
origins of the
and
virus.
About the mask.
So
I agree with you. Masks are not good for you, and I think they're going to hurt kids. Kids are going to grow up, and they're going to have major lung problems from breathing in that crap. I'm one of the most allergic, sensitive individuals in the world. Nobody knows that, because with a pure, organic, non-gluten diet and 100 megavitamins a day and a perfect workout schedule, I've gotten rid of all my allergies. I made myself pretty close to health perfect. But I got to tell you something. The minute I put on a mask, I start coughing like I'm sick. I've never been sick a day since COVID started. But if you give me a mask, I get sick because the fibers go into my lungs. I'm highly, highly sensitive. If I was in a job like a waiter, Niger, and I had to wear the mask all day, I might be dead by now. I don't think I could make it.
And can you imagine? I mean, in someone who has a high degree of health and health security that you have and that I might have, can you imagine imposing this on a little child and what they have to go through? You know, or a child being surrounded by a bunch of students with masks and a teacher with a mask on?
How it's frightening, first of all.
Exactly.
It looks frightening.
Yeah, it hurts your psyche.
I was in Costco yesterday, right? I went to Costco to run out and get some groceries, and I was the only one in the store without a mask. There were hundreds of people. They all had masks. I'm the only one walking around without a mask. And as I walked around, I looked at them and I said, it's like Twilight Zone. I look like I'm in a cancer clinic. I look like I'm in the cancer ward. I lost both my parents to cancer. And I feel like everybody's sick. They've got a mask on. They look like they're all dying of cancer, or they're bank robbers, or we're in like a Muslim country where women have to be muzzled up. It's sad. It's sad. It's an ugly look. It's horrible. And it's
and
so bad for
you. And you're talking about the look. How about the, and you know this being the financial wizard that you are, what kind of impact is this reimposition by our governor of
right.
the mask mandate
on
Friday?
Tourism.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's going to kill tourism. You know,
they don't seem to care.
The businesses that are already struggling are going to struggle even more.
Well, the question is, do they really care, or is this purposeful? Is this an attempt to destroy capitalism by Biden, which I think he's going to lock us down again, just like Australia's locked down. He's going to destroy capitalism, and that's what they want, total government control, and everybody to be helpless and need government to save them. And in Sisolak's case, I question where his interests lie. Maybe he's looking to sell the whole Nevada for 1 cent on the dollar to the Chinese after he's destroyed our tourist capital of America. These are very evil people, and they take payoffs, and they take bribes, and I wouldn't trust them as far as I could spit at them.
Well, Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal editorial page theorized that just today, he theorized that these folk are really just holding their breath, desperately hoping to change the conversation before November, because come November 2022, they feel that there is going to be a landslide of all landslides sweeping these kind out of power.
Well, I would say it's a little different than that. I think that they did this back in 20. They got us hysterical. What did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a crisis go to waste. And they saw this as an opportunity to get rid of voter ID and install mail-in ballots with no voter ID and ballot harvesting and all the rules that destroyed Trump and stole the election. And now I think they know what's coming in 2022. And I agree with you, Niger, but they also know what's coming now is proof that the election was stolen. In the Arizona forensic audit, now we're talking about a Michigan and a Pennsylvania and a Georgia forensic audit. You're going to find the election was stolen in the six states. I said it was stolen. And they want to distract you if the nation is locked down in fear and quarantined and masked up and vaccinated and sick. Nobody will have the power in their bodies left, the energy left, to say, oh, let's overturn the election. They'll just leave everything the way it is, even though the evidence is there. Do you think they're that smart? Is it possible?
Nothing is impossible. And what really concerns me is if this lockdown does occur again, and if it becomes even more draconian and dramatic, you know the folk on our side. We're believers in liberty, and we are willing to put our lives on the line for that liberty. So I'm very nervous and very concerned about the future of our country if these guys really twist the screws the way that they might be doing.
Perfect expression, twist the screws, because they are screwing us. And I'd use a different word. It was a podcast, but boy, are we getting screwed. Hey, Niger Innes, don't go anywhere. We'll grab you on the other side of the break. Civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman of the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, and FOW, Friend of War, friend of Wayne Allyn Root. Niger Innes, we'll be right back. More with Wayne Allyn Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being
being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Sons of Liberty CBD, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm now 60 years old. I can't believe it, but I feel like I'm 30, and I think I look like I'm about 50 or 48 or something like that, and I turned 60 just like 2 weeks ago. And, you know, when you work out and you're 60 and you work out hard like I do, serious aches and pains, not anymore. They're gone because of Sons of Liberty CBD. Jay Schrader, my buddy, taught me that, Super Bowl champion, former Raiders quarterback, former Redskins quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. He said, you got to use Sons of Liberty CBD after you work out. Here's a quarterback who got hit with helmets in his knees and his hips and his shoulders. The guy was dying. And now he feels great thanks to Sons of Liberty CBD. And now I feel like $1 million. Best quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. I've never smoked pot. I never will smoke pot. It will not get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root at checkout. 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. All right, we're back with my guest, Niger Innes, one of my favorite guests ever on this show. He's such a pleasure to talk to, such a bright guy, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality Corps, and all-around great guy from Mount Vernon, New York, my hometown. Niger Innes, how are you?
Hey, brother.
So what would you recommend we do about the new mask mandate in Nevada? What are your thoughts? It's effective at midnight tonight. Everyone's supposed to wear masks when indoors in public. COVID cases are surging in Nevada. Clark County's paying people $100 to get vaccinated. They've got a lottery. You can make $250,000 or $1 million. They're giving away taxpayer money. You can become a millionaire because you got vaccinated. What are your thoughts on all this?
It's crazy. You know, I just dread, I mean, the economy was slowly starting to come back. It was coming back really hard. But when you consider inflation as well as economic growth, it was not as wishful as you might hope. And I'm just so concerned that these small businesses that found a way to survive through the COVID crisis are now going to get a double dose hit back again, because there's going to be a decrease. We're going to take a hit with tourism. We're going to take a hit with economic prosperity, with people, you know, going out to, you know, buy a meal and the like. And that's my biggest concern, Wayne. I'm really concerned about the small businesses. I'm also concerned about the kids. You know what? You know, you just heard head of the AFT, American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, pushing the Biden administration, saying that she is not going to allow her teachers to go back into the public schools. You know, and so I'm like, it's like small businesses and our children are being held hostage by this insanity.
You know, I never thought I'd say this, because what's one of the big jokes in the world is that, you know, when you go crazy, they call it going postal, right? Did you see the Postal Union became the first government employees union to say they will not allow you to mandate vaccines? They did that today. They won't let the
really?
Postal workers get vaccines. That's right. So they're the first ones to stand up to this madness. And the madness isn't getting a vaccine. I understand if someone wants to get vaccinated. I got no problem if you want to. My problem is if you believe in abortion because you call it choice. Freedom of choice. How can you not call the vaccine freedom of choice? To force me to put a needle in my arm that I don't want. You're never going to do it. You're never going to get away with it. F you ain't going to happen. Period. It's my choice, my body.
And a lot of people, Wayne, you've probably heard this, are saying that this is a dress rehearsal for more draconian forcing of a virus taking or a so-called vaccine taking to fight viruses of the future. And I'm very concerned about this being a dress rehearsal for something far, far worse down the track.
Right. First of all, the worst thing down the track is they're going door to door and they want to make a list of who took the vaccine and who's angry. And maybe they're going to come for you if you're angry. Maybe they're going to, if you tell them to go F yourself, they've got your name on a list like Santa, who's nobody who's nice, except this is like a communist takeover of the United States. The same people that are willing to ban you and shadow ban you and censor you on social media could come in the middle of the night and bring you to a re-education camp or arrest you and bring you to prison. I feel it's a Fidel Castro moment. So that's number one. And number two, they can use the list to then anyone who's against the vaccine and yells at the government workers who go door to door, they're going to say, you got to go and take their guns away. This is the list that shows who owns the guns, and we're going to take the guns away. Because it's a pretty good guess, don't you think? Anyone who comes to the door and say, F you, you stick your vaccine where the sun doesn't shine, probably has an arsenal in their house, and they're probably a conservative. So they'll make a note of that, and they're going to come and take your guns away.
And let me tell you something, Wayne. If that happens, you know we've got our brothers and sisters in the conservative movement, in the liberty movement. If that happens, this cold civil war that you and I speak of will become hot very, very quickly, because our folk will not stand for that.
Yes, sir. And by the way, Dave, one of my fans just emailed me on your topic a minute ago about the Twilight Zone. Wayne, the Twilight Zone episode that Niger is talking about is called Monsters on Maple Street. Great episode, Dave.
He got it. Dave's good people.
I've got the best fans in the world. Within seconds, they send me emails and texts that explain everything or any name I forget or you forget. They've got it on their lips in a second. Great fans. Great stuff. When we get back, Niger, thank you for coming on the show again. God bless you, my man. Stay healthy.
You too, brother.
When I come back, I'm going to read you some letters I got today from Israel, Scotland, Ireland, and around the United States. Fans of war listening every day. Wait to hear what they have to say.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.